Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. So good to have everybody here and here with Bill McKenna today. And today's episode is really an interesting one, and it's about manifesting. You may have all heard about this idea that was really promoted, back at the turn of the century with the spiritualists and with Napoleon Hill and Think and Grow Rich, and really beefed up at just not that many years ago with The Secret and What the Bleep Do We Know. And it's this idea that what we think and what we feel can actually create our reality. And in fact, there couldn't be anything more true than that. But since all of those ideas have been put out on the planet, many people have really suffered around it because they can't quite get it to happen in the way they want. And I think the big misunderstanding is that you're manifesting every minute of every day. You're creating your life. But how that happens is the big question. And so today's topic is how our traumas, the things that we call traumas, the experiences in our life that have had an impact on what Bill and I refer to as the nervous system, are the biggest thing that block you from manifesting what you want, from creating the life you want. So this is a big topic, right, Bill?
It is. It is the hidden thing. If you're watching this right now, if you're tuned in right now, there are some things you're going to learn on this podcast that are going to change your life forever. And even the people that are in this field, they don't know this secret that we're going to get to you today. When we say the traumas in your life are what is impacting your ability to manifest, what do we mean by that? Well, these traumas that you have had, that you've long since ignored, they were, let's say, could have been when you were a child, and you had a trauma when you were a child. You may have had a rough upbringing, but you're like, you know what, man, I am beyond that. That was then, this is now. I'm not blaming anybody, but that thing that happened long ago, that divorce that you had, that major illness that you had, that time that you got fired, that time that you fell in love and then found out a different reality about that person, and you felt so betrayed at your core. These are real traumas, and they happen in different aspects of life. The wheel of life are finances. You may have gone bankrupt. You may have watched a loved one go through an illness and die. These things, even though they're in different categories of life, all share the common denominator of being a trauma. They're things that we, let's say, didn't have the ability to process at the time. We go through an experience and we can't really process it, It is something that not only does it sit out there as a very, very real energetic thing that causes a corruption in what's called the current of manifestation. You may have never heard that before. Current of manifestation, what do you mean? Well, there is an actual electromagnetic current that flows within your body. You may have heard the term a torus field. You are a battery. Literally, your body has a positive and a negative, and literally there is a current that flows. And we can measure this actual current. There, it used to be that it was like, oh, this is, stuff, woo-woo, what have you. But today, we know that this current is very, very real. Back in the 1900s, they talked about Carillion photography, where they could see this bioelectric field when they photographed a leaf. And it was beyond. Many people have heard or seen that. But today in universities around the globe, there is something called magnetoencephalography. Magnetoencephalography is utilized just like an EEG. What's an EEG? You know, you wear a cap on your head and it records your brain waves. Where's the brain activity and what is the brain waves that you have in your skull? Well, these devices, magnetoencephalography, these are in these universities that you can go out and get one today. It operates just like an EEG, but the sensors are outside in space. They're beyond your head. And they will, with every thought you have, it will kick off an electrical charge in your field that's beyond your body. They measure this electrical charge that's in the field, and then they convert it and say, oh, okay, you have this brain activity in this part and this brain wave, maybe you're an alpha or theta, or, you know, all these different things about your brain. So what is the relevance to your manifestation? It's very, very simple. When you have a trauma, if you think of a trauma in your life, the worst thing that possibly happened to you, there is an actual physical place in the field that surrounds you beyond your body that the electrical charge was so very, very strong that it left like a blob. It's a blob and it's so thick you can physically feel it with your hand. It's simply an electrical charge with information in it. You know, there's a very simple exercise that Liz Larson had discovered, and it was related to these blobs. And she had discovered when she put her hand out to the place that she thought one of these traumas was and brought it underneath it as if it's a physical thing. And she was like, oh my God, it's heavy. It's thick, like thick air. It feels kind of, for some of us, when we put our hand into that place and we think of, oh my gosh, you know, that time that happened, literally when you reach to that very specific part of the field that's around you, your hand will feel like a little micro, little electrical shocks. It's like ding, 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 ding. It's the weirdest thing. Or it may feel thick or like air jello, I think, something like that. But this was an amazing discovery that is now backed by science. And not only that, but the ancients knew about this current of manifestation. When we go and have a thing that goes from thought to thing, it actually does it in the energetic field around us. It follows a pathway from the field around us, and it comes through this center line of our body. It's called, as the ancients called it, the current of manifestation. It comes down from the top of our head all the way down through the torso, following this natural course of this torus electrical field. And you can imagine here, if it was thick enough, if your trauma was thick enough to actually be felt with your physical hand, what do you think that's going to do to your manifestation? Liz?
Well, what's super interesting about this is, and I don't know if I've ever shared this super publicly before, but in session with a client, often we'll ask them to reach out into their field and find the pattern, the trauma, the issue. And occasionally they'll have trouble finding it or being sure that they do. But as a practitioner, if you're sensitive enough, you actually know exactly where it is too. So when I'm in session with somebody, I actually can feel that disturbance in the field with my hands. I know exactly where it is. I can feel it, see it, perceive it. And many of our practitioners can as well. And probably many of you out there could if you ever tried. You just never think to do it. But these waves of energy that these heavy emotions, and even some of our highest emotions, they're in the field too, but they are so physical that the rest of the world runs into them when they're near you. And they're so physical that they start to have a draw of their own and they just find their match. That's all that happens. It's like magnets drawn to magnets. So let's talk a little bit about the kinds of traumas that we're talking about. Bill and I often use what's called the Hawkins scale, and it was created by David Hawkins. It's a scale of power versus force, and it kind of measures some of these heavy emotions that we carry in our bodies, and it's really nice for a reference point. So it starts down at shame, which is considered the lowest and or heaviest emotion. Now, shame is an emotion. It's a feeling that we have in our bodies, but it often comes with a perceived trauma. And why do I say perceived? Because this is so interesting. A trauma is an experience we've had in our life that for us in that moment felt like a possible life or death situation, felt to our nervous systems like such a threat that it is permanently in our record. It is recorded, and the nervous system puts a lot of attention on it. And it wants us to prevent that from happening again. So it wants us to get our attention so that we're always aware of it. So a situation like maybe peeing your pants in kindergarten, that may be autobiographical, can create shame, a trauma that sticks with the body for the rest of its life. And so anything that feels like that, that shame, that humiliation, that embarrassment will attach to that feeling and make it bigger. And so for you, if that's like the first trauma in your life, the first big embarrassment or humiliation, you'll be set up to maybe have a whole lot more embarrassment, because that blob that Bill was talking about, it just gets bigger and bigger and has a stronger and stronger draw. There are really important things that happen to a person that can create shame, like certain abuses when they're children, that also create that level of shame and humiliation and kind of a life view of misery. So think about this in the terms of manifestation. If your body is constantly looking and aware of shame, shameful things, humiliating things, miserable things, and that's its focus, and if what you focus on expands into the world around you and attracts itself to it, you can understand how that just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you'll be that person who's like, why is this always happening to me? And you may even be the person that dreams about falling down in public, showing up naked in public, or other embarrassing things. It sort of becomes its own little self-fulfilling prophecy. The next one is guilt, which is actually, you know, it's like the twin of shame. But with guilt, you might be a person that takes blame for everything. You might be a person who blames everyone else. You might be a person who's real judgy, who's condemning other people who feels condemned. And everything kind of feels like it's in constant state of destruction. And guilt is one of those things that can be a trauma, quote unquote, like maybe you stole a candy bar when you were three and somebody made a big deal about that issue, that now you're a thief and you're bad and you're too young. Your neurological setup in that moment, your brain growth is too young to understand that it isn't the end of the world. To a three-year-old, it may feel like the absolute end of the world, the worst thing that could have ever happened. And then that nervous system may attach to a feeling of being blamed, being guilty, being wrong in such a deep way that it starts to color life. So you might be able to have an idea of how these things start to form, and you may even start to recognize yourself. Now, another person, guilt might be a situation where they were involved in an accident that killed someone. And then that guilt feels very true. And of course, the nervous system records it as a life-changing event. And that can be another reason that that pattern starts in the body and starts filling the field around your body and starts finding its match. So with manifesting, it's always said what you focus on expands, but truly it's what your nervous system focuses on that expands and generates and creates your life. Let's take a quick break and hear from our good sponsors. And when we'll come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this Hawkins scale list that kind of gives us an idea of where these patterns may have gotten started.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, and we're back, and we're talking about some of the heavy traumas in life. So apathy is a big one, Bill. You know, apathy, despair, hopeless. Talk a little bit about how that one might get started for a person.
You know, this one, I can't do anything about it. You know, when we were young and growing up, you might have, if you were in an abusive situation, right? And you're, you know, below 10 years old, you can't go out and get a job that's, you know, and buy a house. So here you are stuck. It's, I can't do anything about it. I have to put up with this, you know, abusive situation that I'm in. There's absolutely nothing that can be done. Or maybe you see it going on with your parents. You know, there's even cultures that are developed all around apathy and despair. You know, there are certain cultures that are out there. Some of them develop around ethnicity or a particular country, or you can find it within caste cultures, within countries. You know, for example, the untouchables in India. You know, they're the ones that are in the garbage heaps, and they look at it as there's nothing that can be done for these people. That's their lot in life. And there's nothing that can be done. They can never get out of it. This level of apathy, when you think there's nothing that can be done and you have the energy of that, you can imagine for a second how thick that is, how very, very thick. I mean, I don't even have to, you know, anybody can just even envision, you know, that scenario, and the energy around it seems terribly thick. So this level, once you move beyond it, the energy level will increase dramatically for you. And even though the levels above this are not ideal, at least you can start to get some stuff done.
Yeah, you know, being born into apathy is a really, really good point, that in your nature, that everyone around you just feels like, well, this is who we are, this is what it is. But you know, there's things that are much more, they seem like benign, like everyday things that can create a pattern of apathy, which are things like if your family moved when you were a child and you lost your best friend, or your house, you know, you moved house. It's so interesting because that's one of the biggest traumas in childhood life that people don't realize is running as a pattern in their system, is having moved. Because little kids tend to think their parents and their house are the same as they are. It's all the same being. So when they move, gosh, you know, it just creates this sense of there's nothing I can do. I just lost the whole world and I can't do anything about it. And so a parent will not understand why a child all of a sudden seems down or depressed or disobedient or distracted or not doing well in school. And it may go back to, well, we moved house. You know, it can be that simple. I think the reason I want to point these things out, the ones that are seem lesser, is that to the nervous system, it's as big of a trauma as any form of abuse that there ever could be. You know, we've shared a million times about the person whose life was ruined over a popsicle. Those things really, really happen. And it's about the setup during the day, that day that it happened. So let's say that you're moving, and you know you're moving away from your best friend, and that same day you're feeling bad already and you stumble and fall and scrape your knee. Now you've got a bloody mess and there's Band-Aids and antiseptic. Well, now you're feeling really bad and your blood sugar gets low as well. And now you're really just crying and acting out and miserable. And then you get in trouble because your parents are already headed up to here with you and your whining and your injuries, and they're trying to move. They're stressed out already, right? So all those little events that don't add up to what most of us would consider a trauma equal a trauma to your body. So it's about the rest of the setup of the environment. You know, there are people who go through the most traumatic things and it never bothers them. It just doesn't. So it's not about the incident specifically. It's about your system and how it felt about that moment at the time. So it really could be any little thing. You know, my mom was horrifyingly traumatized at school by having to eat spinach. So much so that it affected her whole life and the way she ate. And if somebody dared to make us eat something that we didn't like, oh, she was like a mama bear. It was so important to hear with that. It was about these nasty school people making her eat spinach created an indelible scar on her. You know, it sounds simple, but it's really not to her nervous system, right? Okay, So let's move up the list a little bit. Grief. Grief is another big one that holds us down, that gobbles a lot of energy. You know, it's that one where there's a lot of regret. There's tragedy. But again, grief can be, you know, losing your grandparents or a parent. It could be moving house. It could be losing a pet, right? Grief could be the loss of being a certain age. For girls, this is a huge one. When they start their periods, a lot of women, that is a moment of huge trauma for them. If nobody told them it was happening, if it demarcated a time that they couldn't do something like swimming when they wanted to, you know, if it changed the way people around them felt about them, it's a huge one. But on its surface, you wouldn't think that's a trauma. But it could be the thing that holds you back from manifesting the life of your dreams. So let's move up one here. Fear. Talk about fear for a second.
So fear is it is a huge one. You know, they say there's really only two emotions and everything is a derivative of one or the other. Either it is a derivative of fear or it's a derivative of love. So fear, it was the most mentioned, I forget how many hundred times, but the most mentioned thing in the Bible. I'm not at all Bible-y, but thou shalt not, or do not fear, have no fear, don't fear. It is the most mentioned thing.
Except for you have to fear God. Do fear God.
Yes, yes.
Don't fear anything else.
That's the one thing. That's
do fear God. Yeah.
But, you know, it's interesting, you know, for it to be the most mentioned thing in that holy text. It has to have some level of importance. The recognition that this, you know, fear generates so much energy. I don't know if you've ever found yourself where you're threatened in some way, whether it's relationships, finance, the love, you fell in love, and then, you know, you know, there's a biological thing on the falling in love. There's this interesting thing about falling in love. There was chemical and neurological research that it's like being on methamphetamine. The exact same parts of the brain light up that is like methamphetamine. And there's part of the brain, the rotating thoughts, you know, like constantly going the same thought over and over. And so, you know, you fall in love and then you start checking, you know, you're checking about that person, you know, are they texting me? Are they doing this? Are they not doing that? Who else are they in communication with? There's this whole thing, interestingly, starts to turn into fear. And that obviously, you know, so many of us have had traumas around this subject.
You know, fear is probably the most predominant emotion and the thing that I think people nowadays talk about the most. And they use the word anxiety to describe it, this state of constant fight or flight. But I would like to propose that really fear is a sensation, but more than that, it is a reaction of the nervous system to want to protect you from perceived threats. And in our society today, everything is a threat. Everything is a threat. You know, even though our world should be a utopia right now, we have everything. There are even personal flying vehicles now. We've had them for a long time. It's called a helicopter, but there are even, they're built on drone technology. You know, we can talk to each other face to face anytime we want on any device, right? We can talk to somebody around the world in half a second. We can see video of anything happening around the world. We can see video of the Earth from space. At this point, we have everything they had in Atlantis. We should be living in a utopia, but we're not, because the pressures of this kind of society create, guess what, fear. And it actually magnifies all of these heavy emotions from shame all the way up, more than it's ever been magnified before. And we see other people living lives that we think we should live, and then the fear that we're going to miss out. There's even a term for it. It's called FOMO, fear of missing out, right? I mean, it is really the biggest one. And I think it's really the whole ball of wax of all of these emotions built in the one, and the nervous system trying to prevent us from experiencing them. And in that prevention of trying to experience them, we experiencing a thing we call anxiousness, anxiety. And what it actually looks like is shock. If you put them side by side, they look exactly alike. You know, you're a little sweaty, you're a little clammy, your body is shaking, you can't think clearly, your digestion is all off, you know, you can't think straight or walk straight or do anything in a way that makes any kind of sense. And it's because your system is in a bit of shock, constant shock. So this one alone could prevent somebody from manifesting anything other than more reasons to be afraid, which really stinks. We don't need more reasons to be afraid. So fear really is one of those that if you could focus your attention only on that one to get your nervous system to calm down to about a 2, right? You need to bring it down. You still need it to be aware. You want it to function when something really needs your attention to drive into, you know, your adrenaline response, your get up and go, your superhuman strength. You want that. But you don't want it every time your phone rings. You don't want it every time you're scrolling on Instagram. You know, you don't want it every time a bill comes. And so this is one of those that really, in the deletion of it, a person gets back so much of their energy. And what we're talking about when we're talking about the deletion of it, and just we want to give you a little relief in the moment, that these heavy emotions can actually be removed from your nervous system pattern. They do not have to remain. It's in knowing how to turn the right dials of your own system that you can collapse those patterns and actually get all of the energy back. So on the Hawkins scale, like shame, it says it's a 20, but what it really means is it's just draining all of your energy down to where you have this fraction of energy left. It's just so heavy. So when it's pulled out of the system, when it's no longer functioning that way by turning the right dials, then you get all that energy back and you function in a whole new way. Your brain works differently. Your body heals. You really have this clarity of mind and the world looks like a whole new place. And then manifesting becomes as easy as putting your attention on something that feels great and being able to maintain that feeling of, oh, hey, that shiny thing looks great. Ooh, hey, that would look good on me. All right, come to mama. I mean, that's how easy it really is when there's no fear involved around it, when there's no shame, when there's no guilt, when there's no apathy involved. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll hear from our good sponsors. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about a couple more of these heavy energies. And then what is the fastest way that's available right now to clear these out and get on that manifesting path? So we'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. all-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And we are back. We're talking about how trauma and the effects of it on your nervous system are really the thing that is blocking your manifestations. So we were talking about fear, but let's jump up to anger, Bill. What does anger do to a person's manifesting?
So with anger, you know, as I like to say, no one ever chose to be angry. It was never a choice. If you're authentically angry, it's a reaction. You have this. And for the most part, when you get angry, it's about backing off whoever it is that is threatening in whatever way they are. Trying to control a situation, your nervous system starts generating a lot of energy. And this energy, you can imagine the volume of energy. If you've really been authentically angry, it generates so much energy. And guess what? That energy, if you never did anything about it, it would literally just sit there as a big blob in your field. Now, when we think about that new car, that new girlfriend, that new boyfriend, that new thing that we want to manifest, it starts as a little thought in the field, and then that new car gets thicker and thicker energetically, and it comes physically closer and closer to us in the field, and finally it enters into this manifestation current, the current of manifestation, and begins its path down through ultimately to the base of our torso. But when it runs into, here's the first line of defense against you getting what you want. It's very much a negative line of defense of, you know, I'm not going to get the life I want, is those things that were in your past that were like, screw you, and the horse you rode in on. They sit out there. They sit out there and block. And you can imagine, it's like, yes, new car. It literally runs into it and it stops it. When this becomes clear and you no longer, even though it was sitting in the past, you no longer have anything around it and it's been processed, that thing can come in and through and down. And it will happen for the people that when they don't have any traumas anymore, it's processed. They don't have anger. They don't resent. they don't have these negative things. They think of things and instantly they happen. I mean, we've told this story before, but corn salsa. Corn salsa. What does corn salsa have to do with instant manifestation? Well, there's one of our friends that we have. She was looking at a recipe and she wanted corn salsa from Trader Joe's for this recipe. She looked in her fridge and I ain't got no corn salsa from Trader Joe's. But that's what the recipe was. I guess, you know, with chicken and corn salsa, something like that. But what a random thing. Corn salsa from a very particular store, Trader Joe's, that's in this recipe. She ends up like, well, I ain't got no corn salsa and I'm certainly not getting in the car right now. I guess it's lunch tomorrow on that one. I'm going to make a, you know, peanut butter sandwich or something, you know. No more than 5 minutes. There's a knock on the door. Hi. I haven't met you yet, but I'm your neighbor from across the street. I bought this corn salsa this morning from Trader Joe's. And, you know, I used a regular spoon. I opened it up. I took a spoonful and I was like, oh, I don't like this. And I put the cap on. So, I didn't contaminate it or anything, but would you like this corn? I didn't want to throw it away. Would you like some corn salsa from Trader Joe's? Thank you. Yes, I certainly could use that today. Like that, it comes to your door. And this is how ridiculous it gets. And this is how important this is to understand that when you eliminate those things, you eliminate them. And there's a process to eliminating them. This isn't just, I don't care. I don't care means it sits there.
Mm-hmm.
You do something about it. And there is a process to release it from your nervous system. And you will actually physically feel that blob just as much as you could feel the blob. You'll feel the blob go away. Like, not imagined. Physically, the blob went away. When that happens, you know what's going to happen next.
And what's weirder than that is that big problem in your life, that big issue, it's like it never happened. It's like you rewrite the past. You just don't have any feeling about it anymore. I mean, you kind of know your life experience happened, but it's like it doesn't have anything to do with you. That's the biggest thing we hear. We're like, oh, I know about it now, but it doesn't have anything to do with me anymore. Where 10 minutes ago, it was the biggest issue in the life. So by simply knowing how to push the right dials on the nervous system, on the body's natural ability to do this, you can eliminate these heavy patterns instantly. So I know everybody likes to hear stories about manifesting money. And it's so true that once you clear the block, the thing that you've already created it. It's already literally waiting for you to recognize that it's already there. It shows up so fast, just like the corn salsa. One of our practitioners, when she first ran into Cogno Movement, she came to a Cogno Hour, which is a free event we do sometimes once a month. And she learned a manifesting technique. And she said that, I think it was just an eye position, a very simple eye position that actually turns on the neural pattern of love. It's called the love direction. And she said she went for a walk and was kind of trying on this this eye position that enters her neural pattern. And she said she probably was giving it, 75% attention, not even her 100% full attention. And she said she was focusing on art sales, selling art. And she said in the next day or two, I think, she sold 4 pieces of art. One person bought 2, like just bang. But the other thing that happened was a friend of theirs, a family friend, just remembered out of the blue that she had really wanted to give her $100,000. I mean, how bizarre is that? Literally, oh yeah, I remembered I was going to do this. I really want to give you $100,000 out of nowhere. Another one that's really fun If you watch any of our testimonials, you'll see this one. There was a guy who attended CognoConscious last year, and his thing was manifesting money. And he, during the event, $2,000 came in, you know, probably during the moment in time that he was working on that particular thing. And then when he got done with the seminar, goes back to work, and they said, oh, by the way, we decided to give you a $10,000 raise. Just out of nowhere.
Just out of nowhere. How often does that happen?
It doesn't, but it's like it seeks you out. And also, it's also like all of a sudden you can see it. It's literally been standing right outside your gate, waiting to be welcomed in. But you couldn't see it. You couldn't recognize the signs because this big, heavy energy was in the way. So I want to share with you guys the fastest way to get this done. And it's a thing called CognoConscious. We've mentioned it on the show many times, but it's happening September 9th through the 13th in San Diego, California. So if you're listening to this in 2024, it is happening in just a few weeks from now. And there's still time for you to come. You go to Cogno, C-O-G-N-O, the word movement.com, cognomovement.com. And you'll see a banner that says CognoConscious 2024. Click there and you get your tickets and you can sign up to come. And you don't want to wait on this thing because it fills up pretty fast. But we go through these levels that we've been talking about, and we just covered six. There are actually 11 more. There's 17. We go in and systematically show your system how to clear these out one at a time, hour after hour, over 5 days. It's hard. There's no question about that. But it's also fun and exhilarating and amazing. And what happens is that every hour, your body is lighter and lighter. Those energies have literally been collapsed, and the energy in your body gets returned. So your available energy every minute of this event gets larger and larger and larger. And people leave it having manifesting the lives of their dreams. Relationships change radically. So many people have a house sell or money come in or a business sell that has been 11 years that it couldn't sell. People see the world in a brand new place. It's like colors look different. Life looks different. It's like, oh, this is what the world's really about. People leave with psychic abilities, being able to see auras, healing people on the way home from the event. I mean, the list goes on and on. And so if you're hearing us and this sounds like something you're ready for, because nobody ends up at this event unless they're 100% ready, what we want you to do is go to the website immediately and get your ticket. Let us know you're coming, because this is the event that will change everything for you. But people don't do it until they're ready, right, Bill?
Yeah. The thing is that when you're ready for this kind of change, it is going to become available to you. The money will be there. Your willingness, everything will fit into place. But you got to take the step. You got to take the step, go to the website, check it out. It is so transformative that no aspect of your life will remain untouched. Everything will be affected. So you have to be ready for change.
You really, really do. So we want to invite you, Bill, and I want to invite you personally to come and meet us, meet our faces. We have a lot of fun together. And you know what, Bill, we're at the end of our episode, so we have to say goodbye for now. So until next time, everybody, be safe and be well. Thanks for being here, Bill McKenna.
Thank you, Liz.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.